grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning's homily is based on Mark chapter 10, verse 45, the last verse of the lesson read a few moments ago. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. One of the goals of education in general, and of seminary theological education in particular, is the goal of excellence. It is indeed most desirable that professors have the best possible background and preparation for the task at hand, and that professors package and present their materials in the best possible way. A seminary needs the best administrators and the best staff that is possible. One of the goals of seminary theological education is that students gain the best possible mastery of the academic subject and that their professional development proceeds to the highest possible level. The goal of excellence is indeed to be commended. But the striving toward the goal of excellence is not without some hazards. Even in a Christian community such as ours, sinful pride lurks somewhere in the picture. We are daily tempted to take credit for any achievement in which we may have happened to be involved. We are daily tempted to look for personal glory, honor, and prestige. Our text reminds us that Jesus Christ served to save, that we might be saved to serve. As the lesson for the day indicated, in the midst of very significant theological training and education, two of Jesus' disciples were so bold as to request, "But one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory." They wanted to be first, to have priority, prestige, power. The grumbling of the other disciples was probably not so much a reflection of their spiritual and pastoral concern as an indication of jealousy, because James and John had worked up enough courage to ask for preferred treatment first. Jesus reminded his disciples that priority in his kingdom is quite different from those of the sinful world. The world's priorities include authority, power, fame, privilege, prestige, and the like. Our Lord emphasized the priority of service. Jesus pointed to himself as the proper model and the true source of spiritual motivation when he stated, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." While some scholars may disagree, I see these words of Jesus as a reference to Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, and to Isaiah chapter 53. In Daniel 7, one like a Son of Man approaches the Ancient of Days and is given glory, honor, and dominion. I see this as a reference to the Son of God who became man through his conception and birth. Isaiah 53 is the marvelous suffering servant chapter of the Old Testament. In verses 4 through 6 we read, "Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, but he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Jesus Christ came to serve and to save sinners. As he had predicted, Jesus, the Son of God who became man, was betrayed, was condemned, did die, and did rise again 3 days later. John the Baptist also exemplified the kind of attitude Jesus was referring to. John the Baptist had gained a measure of success. Crowds came out into the wilderness to hear him, to hear his message. The message he proclaimed was used by the Holy Spirit to work repentance and to prepare people for the coming of God's Messiah. No doubt he was tempted to think, "Look how great I am. Look at me." Instead, we know that John the Baptist proclaimed, "Behold the Lamb of God." He also said, "He, Christ, must increase, but I must decrease." As believers in Jesus Christ, we have been saved that we might serve him who saved us, and we might do this by serving the others he came to save. May the Lord Jesus be our daily model of service and the source of true spiritual motivation for Christ-like service. In his holy name, amen.